Hi, everybody, and welcome to the latest CMPL podcast. I'm Jamie. I'm the head of community relations here at the Clinton Macomb Public Library. And today I'm here with Amy and Nicole.
Hello.
Hey.
And they're also from Clinton Macomb Public Library. Obviously, they work in popular materials. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about music. December's a great month to get some new tunes, some old tunes, just really catch up on stuff maybe you've missed throughout the year. Grammy nominations have just come out. So it's a good time to sort of see what you've missed. So Amy, why don't you kick us off with somebody who might be familiar to the audience?
I think most people will have heard of this person and probably some of her music. She's leading the Grammy nominations this year with 8, and I am of course talking about Lizzo and her album 'Cause I Love You. It is available at CMPL on both physical CD and streaming via Hoopla. You'd probably have to be living under a rock not to have heard at least the song Truth Hurts.
Yes.
And then she's got a couple songs in commercials right now. Lizzo is everywhere.
I really like Juice. That was the one that introduced me to Lizzo. It's just like a really great going out
jam. The whole album is good.
Like, it's catchy.
Yes, absolutely.
You can't help but dance when you listen to it, I think.
Yes, agree. So 'Cause I Love You is nominated for Album of the Year. Truth Hurts is nominated for Song and Record of the Year, which I recently learned goes to either the performer or the writer of the song.
Yeah. You know what? This is the second time we've said this, and I really think that's wrong.
What do you think it is?
I don't know, but I've been looking up Grammy artists so we can display them before the Grammys come out, and on the list online, they list her and not whoever wrote the song.
Maybe
for
she's
record
the writer.
Of the year.
I think she is the writer.
Oh, that makes her even better to me.
I think what we're going to do is at the end of the podcast, we're going to do a fact check on that. Okay. And we'll come back at the end and be like, we've Googled this. We've done our librarian research. This is what it is.
And we won't use Wikipedia.
No. We're going to the Academy.
Right. She's also nominated for Best New Artist, Best Pop Solo Performance, Best Urban Contemporary Artist, Best R&B Performance, and Best Traditional R&B Performance, which who knew those were two different categories? I did not.
So many categories.
So she's had an incredible year. Time named her the 2019 Entertainer of the Year. And what I love about her, in addition to the music just being great, is that Lizzo is unfailingly positive. Her messages are always to tell people to love themselves, and she exemplifies that in lyrics and in her lifestyle. She makes no apologies for what she looks like or what she does or the choices that she makes. And while it seems like she's a fresh new star, she's actually been on the music scene for over a decade. And I think we get to claim her as a local girl. She was born in Detroit and she lived here until she was 10. Those are formative years.
We debated this earlier. I debated it earlier. I was like, 10? I don't know. It is formative years.
Formative years.
I agree. We'll take her.
She's also a classically trained flautist and she plays during her concerts.
Yes.
So Lizzo's got a lot going for her.
Yes, it's Nicole I'm learning.
I was just going to say, guess who else is a classically trained flautist, and no one claps for me.
We still should have told you. If I had known this beforehand, I would have said, bring your flute in so you can give them a little taste of, like, some Lizzo from Nicole.
That would have been awesome. Have been so good. It is, we still want you to bring it to the lunchroom.
Yes, regardless.
So, yes.
It's not happening.
All right, now we are going to turn to Nicole to tell us about the next thing you should check out.
Okay, I would like to tell everybody about Trippie Redd, who I heard about from my sister, who is 10 years younger than me, and she told me that it goes so hard, and it does indeed go so hard.
I'm going to interrupt and just say I've not heard of Trippie Redd, but my love for Trippie Redd's name is high. Like, I think this is the best name I've ever heard.
I'm going to go out there and say, having listened to just this album several times now, probably the best thing to have come out of Ohio. Just going to say it. He's the best. The album is A Love Letter to You 4. He's actually really been in the music scene for about 5 years, but he has several albums, most of which we do actually have. I looked up in our catalog, some of which we have on Hoopla as well.
Does that mean there's a Love Letter to You 1 through 3 as
there
well?
There sure is.
Yeah. I thought she was
going to say
that.
He just loves everybody. I mean, that's so nice.
Yeah. Right.
Nice sentiment.
Well, interestingly, a lot of the songs on the album are very anti-love. However, what I really love about it is that it's kind of a concept album, and a lot of the songs have this really nice acoustic guitar riff that goes through them.
Thanks.
Starts in the first song, which is Lyrae, I think, and it goes right to the end, even though it gets a lot more electronic and a lot more hip-hop as it goes through.
Sounds good. Should we slap the parental advisory on this one?
We should definitely do that.
Okay.
Parents are not going to care for the language, although he does mention Coraline, which I really enjoyed.
The book?
The book, that's Coraline.
Awesome. He's a reader.
I mean, on that vein, he we should probably slap the parental advisory on label on yeah. Lizzo as well.
Oh. Well, luckily, we might not have to do that on all of these.
Yes, no, I'm going to transition to one that we won't have to do that for.
And I promise my next one we won't as well. Yes.
The subject of the next one is a little bit heavier, but I'm going to introduce Coldplay's first album in 4 years. It's called Everyday Life. They call it a double album. I'm dubious. It's 16 songs. That, to me, is not a double album. They have separated it into two sections, though. It's Sunrise and Sunset. So it's available on Hoopla. It's also available on physical CD here at the library. And to me, the sound of the album, it's just vintage Coldplay. You know a Coldplay song when you hear it. You mm-hmm. don't even need to hear Chris Martin. It just starts and you're like, wow, that sounds like Coldplay.
Absolutely.
So the boys are back. It's the same kind of thing that they always do. But this album really deals with heavy topics that, you know, usually aren't sung about. So their lead single is called Orphans, and it follows the story of a girl who could have grown up to be an actress, but it turns out she lives in Syria, and unfortunately she was killed in a bombing. So obviously pretty heavy stuff. But when Coldplay gets their hands on it, it's like upbeat. The chorus is a catchy song about they just want to go back in time where they can get drunk with their friends. Just that nostalgia. I mean,
that's Coldplay, right? We're going to tell you what you need to hear, but you're going to enjoy it while we tell
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Yes. And I mean, and if you don't listen to the lyrics, you're probably not even getting right. the full message. You're just like, wow, that's a really great song. So I'm a lyric person. I like to listen to them.
Sure.
But so you can enjoy it for the music. You can enjoy it for the message. You can enjoy it for both. And again, it's available on Hoopla or CD here at the library. So come check it out.
Nice. Okay, so we would be remiss if we didn't include some children's CDs in this podcast, so there is no parental advisory label on what I'm about to talk about. So I think everyone knows about the two big ones that came out this year. I mean, there were probably more big ones, but the two that came to mind for me were that Jim Gill released a Best Of album, and it's really great. His songs are fun, and by design, they get kids moving and singing along and giving direction and taking direction, all of which are very important. And then, of course, there is the Frozen 2 soundtrack. This one has been kind of hotly debated about whether it meets the standard set by the original soundtrack. And, I mean, that's quite the high standard.
It sure
right?
is.
I mean,
can anything meet
yes,
that?
Yes, absolutely.
Grammys, Oscars. It's one
yes.
everything.
If we're being honest, this one probably does suffer by comparison, but I think people need to just let it go. See what I did there?
Well done.
These songs are fabulous and reminiscent of things that you would hear on Broadway. They stand alone, and if we weren't comparing them to the original soundtrack, I don't think people would have any complaints whatsoever. But I also want to encourage people to check out kids' CDs that aren't necessarily the big hitters, so to speak. And so I'm going to specifically encourage parents of very young babies to consider looking at the Lullaby Renditions series on CD. And what it is it's a series of CDs that take the songs and artists that you, the adult, know and love and turns them into lullabies. So there's everything from lullaby renditions of Eminem, to Radiohead, to Bon Jovi, to Rihanna, to Fleetwood Mac, and so much more. And I know that Jamie and Nicole are currently looking at me like Eminem lullabies, but I promise you that they are all calming and sweet tunes and perfect to rock your baby to sleep to.
I kind of want to check it out just to hear what the Eminem lullaby
it's
sounds
amazing.
Like.
I want to hear Amy sing a little bit of the Eminem lullaby.
That's not going to happen, but you're cute. But it's also, it's really nice for parents and caregivers to also be able to hear new versions of songs that they love and start exposing their children to that too. But It's amazing, and everyone should check it.
Well,
least
and who
one
doesn't
out.
Like to hear like their favorite songs? You
Absolutely.
Know, Radiohead. Who
yes.
doesn't want to listen
Fleetwood
to Radiohead
yeah.
as opposed to you know Rockabye Baby for the right. 10 millionth
right.
time?
Right. So you can only listen to things like When You Wish Upon a Star so many times.
Sure.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so that's one I think, that's a series that I think parents should consider.
Well, I was going to talk about Taylor Swift and her new album, Lover, that came out this year, but we are going to throw that out.
Because wow.
I remembered about the playbook. I remembered about Black Pumas.
Nicole's taking a left turn here.
If we were not prepared right. for that.
Go ahead.
If I had to say, listen to one album this year, I would say Black Pumas.
Okay.
So
what type of music is it?
It is like a really soulful funk.
Okay, all right.
Soulful funk. It could be from the 70s. It could be from today. The lead singer just has this such an amazing soulful voice. And they are a new act. It is actually a Grammy Award winner. I believe his name is Adrian Quesada. But I'm terrible with names.
I feel like I may have heard this on like one of the streaming on Sirius XM. Like that name sounds really familiar. I feel maybe it was. I felt like it felt 70s to me. But they came in and said like, "Oh, this is new." So I feel like I've heard of them, and it was pretty cool.
It is pretty cool, and the reason that I was excited about it is because Spotify had their little, you know, artist bio up.
Sure. Yeah.
And apparently, Adrian Quesada is a musician and producer, and he happened to find his singer, Eric Burton, who was busking on a street corner in Texas.
Oh my gosh.
A friend heard him busking, said, "That is the best voice I've ever heard."
That's awesome.
Recommended it. They got together and did an album.
Wow.
So that's I hope story. We hear more from them.
Yeah. And so it's Black Pumas, and what's the name of the album?
The name of the album is also Black okay. Pumas. I believe that the single was Colors. But you're going to want to listen to Old Man as well. That's a really great track.
All right. I might check that out after we're
right?
done. I'm going to segue into a group you may have heard of, the Lumineers. They came out with a new album, and it's called 3. It's like the Roman numeral 3. They came onto the music scene with Ho Hey, which I'm sure everybody has heard of.
I can hear it in my head right now.
And I don't know why, but the Lumineers always come up with the most insanely catchy tunes that is a woman's name. So I'm not sure if there's a reason behind it, but you've probably heard Ophelia, Angela, Cleopatra, and they always just find a really good hook. And for whatever reason, kind of like the Coldplay one that I recently just recommended, the Lumineers 3 is telling a story, and it's kind of a deeper topic if you really dig into it. But again, it's wrapped in catchy tunes. So the album is actually about addiction, but the title track, if you've heard of it, it's called Gloria, and it is just the most catchy tune you want to sing along and clap your hands to. But it all the songs from there kind of follow like one family and how addiction can sort of impact each generation. But it's not a downer kind of music, you know what I mean?
Sure.
It's not like you listen to it and you're like, "Oh, I'm so depressed." Like, it's really upbeat and catchy, and you can sing along. There's a ton of piano, there's a ton of guitar, and 3 by the Lumineers is available on CD at the library, as are their previous albums.
Nice. All right, the last thing that I want to talk about isn't a CD specifically or an album specifically. We've talked about how you can get things at CMPL on physical CD or via Hoopla, but I want to remind everyone about Freegal.
Yes.
Freegal is another downloadable music service that you can access through CMPL's website. And through it, you can download 5 free songs a week that you get to keep forever and are totally free. And you can also stream up to 5 hours of music a day, also for free.
Wow.
You can create playlists of both streaming and downloaded music. You can transfer the songs you download to your iTunes library, which is very nice and convenient. And it's all incredibly easy to do. The playlists you make can be shared among your friends or
With the community,
yeah. With the CMPL community and other people who use Freegal. And then Freegal also has lots of playlists available for you to browse. When I looked this morning in preparation for this podcast, there was a playlist for, it seemed like, literally everything. Everything from like a Star Wars playlist, because the movie is coming out next week, to 2020 Grammy nominees, which included Lizzo, to midnight jazz, and there was country and R&B and rock and pop and anything that might appeal to you. They've done the work of creating at least a starter playlist for you. So to use Freegal, you would go to our website, www.cmpl.org. You would go to the digital downloads area and select Freegal to get started. You'll need your library card number and your PIN number, which is typically the last four digits of your phone number, mm-hmm. unless you've changed that. And this is, quite frankly, is a service more people should be taking advantage of. It's free music to keep forever. So if you ever buy anything from iTunes, you should check Freegle first and see if it's available to you for free.
And I love the streaming aspect of it.
I do too. I use it at work every day.
I use it at work all the time. Yeah. It's like sometimes I'm just sick of the radio or sick of a podcast that I'm listening to. And it's like, oh, you know, I heard so-and-so had a new album out. I'm going to check it out. And it's a great way to preview music. Yes. Like, do I want to buy this album? Do I want to download this album?
And it's maybe also, not. I mean, it's the entire Sony Music catalog, but there's 40,000 other, music companies that are included as well.
Yeah.
Sony being the biggest, but there's tons of stuff on there.
Yeah.
There's lots of holiday music on there.
It's great if you're having a party.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, like, you can just make your own playlists. Halloween, we use it for a lot around here when we have sort of events, like programs, and you just sort of need that little background noise, and it's like,
they have
put together a Halloween
all of
playlist.
The Pentatonix Christmas albums.
Which is fabulous.
Which is great for holiday parties this time of year.
Yes.
So, including the new one. So,
yeah.
I just encourage everyone to turn to Freegle more.
Absolutely.
Right. I have two more. Which one do you want to hear?
The best one.
Okay. Let's go with Alanis Morissette.
Yes.
Oh, you want to know.
I see what you did
you
there.
You see what I did there?
And I know that Jagged Little Pill came out in 1995, which is...
Let's not do the math, because I still feel like I'm in 1995 listening to Jagged Little Pill.
A certain number of years ago, we'll say. The year that Buffy the Vampire Slayer came out.
She's
also
killing
the
me.
Year
I know.
That Jagged Little Pill came out.
1995 is legitimately my favorite year ever.
I'll be honest. I do think that I probably still know every word to every song on this
album.
And
the secret song?
Yes.
You had to wait for your CD, you didn't turn it off, and then there she was, giving you a secret song.
I did want to talk about that secret song. I kind of enjoyed it when I was young, and I always waited. I waited at the end of You Ought to Know Part 2.
Sure.
You'd wait for 10 minutes and you listen to it, but now I'm kind of creeped out
it's
a little bit.
It's a stalker song, absolutely.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, apparently it's called Your House, and for anyone that hasn't heard it, it's just an a cappella version of Alanis Morissette sneaking into her boyfriend's house and...
Do we
not
think
finding...
it's Dave Coulier?
Oh my gosh, I hope it's Dave Coulier.
I mean, Dave Coulier was the other one though, right? So
I no, mean, he was the one.
I heard that You Want to Know is about Dave Coulier.
Which really ruins
it
the song.
Absolutely not be true.
Say. Yeah.
It could have been other rumor.
No, it is Dave Coulier.
Okay.
But I don't know that she, because she was like 15. I don't know that she was, maybe she was. Alanis is a little kooky.
All I'm saying is there's no parental advisory on this album, but maybe don't let your kids listen to that last song.
There's some F-bombs. I'm surprised there's not, actually.
I actually did find out something really cool about this album this year. SiriusXM. We're doing a special about it, and apparently all of the guitar and drums on You Ought to Know were done by Flea and Dave Navarro.
No way!
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Really?
Hey,
no
yes.
idea.
Because she only wrote the lyrics, and the producers had put together some music, and then they brought the Red Hot Chili Peppers in, and they were appalled by the music track,
that
and
makes
they fixed
so, like, All I Really Want has such a ripping guitar. Like, that makes so much sense to me.
That album is so solidly 90s that, yes, it
isn't
does.
Isn't it true that they did each song in, like, one night or something? Like, they just... knocked them out?
Yes, apparently she only did two takes on You Ought to Know.
Right.
She wanted it to sound as raw and...
I mean, it is.
And she's possible. Touring next year.
I know. With garbage.
Are we not excited about that?
A little bit excited.
If you can't tell, we're 90s girls living in a 2019 world.
Sad, but true.
And of course, they've just made Jagged Little Pill into a Broadway musical, which we do have... available the CD and the Hoopla version.
Yeah.
We have that available here. I will say I've heard reviews that it's not as raw as it used to be, but who is?
I mean, and how could it be?
How could it be?
That was like a moment in time, right? Like she's got kids now. She was so rageful.
You Ought to Know was an anthem for 90s women.
Yes.
Yes, but at some point you have to get over Dave Coulier. And I'm really just ecstatic to know that she has.
And just a fun tidbit, did you all know she dated Ryan Reynolds for like a crazy long time?
What?
They lived together.
How is that possible?
It is.
Are you sure?
I am absolutely. We can fact check it after this as well. I will tell you the dates that they were together. We are going to have a list
of things to fact check.
That's crazy.
Well, I'm going to end, so sort of with the girl power anthem. This one is not as raw and angry, but one of my favorite albums this year was by Maren Morris, and it's a girl. It's upbeat music. She released it. It's country-ish. I mean, Maren Morris is supposed to be country, but if you're country averse, like, seriously give this one a try. It is.
I mean, Taylor Swift is supposed to be country,
allegedly,
too.
Yeah. Right. I mean, Maren definitely started in the country vein, but this album just really evolved. Like, it's that hybrid of, like, pop and country, and there's even one track on this album that is R&B. I would say if you heard it on, like, an R&B station, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I get it. That's totally an R&B song. So the title track, Girl, it's a women's empowerment anthem, and it basically just sort of admits that, you know, as a woman, times can get hard, but you pick yourself up and you go on and it'll get better. So there's some really nice, I don't want to say love songs because they're not like slow ballads, but they're about her husband. She got married when she was writing it. There's one called Flavor, and it's like all about how like he's her favorite flavor, and it's really upbeat and catchy, and it's about building solid relationships. The Bones is a really good song about just building a good relationship from the ground up. But the thing that I really wanted to point out on this album is she has really great guest performers. The Brothers Osborne, they're mm-hmm. strictly country, but they make a guest appearance on this, on the song All My Favorite People, which is, it's just like a fun party song. It's about how like the people that you know that are your favorite, they might do weird things on like a Tuesday night. Like
but they're still your favorite.
But why they're your favorite. Because it's almost like the odd personalities find each other, and that's why everybody gets along so well. So it's really fun. And my favorite one actually on there is with another guest performer, Brandi Carlile, who is like, I love Brandi Carlile individually, independent of Maren Morris, but if you've never given her a listen, she does do a song called Common. And this one, I guess I'm on a social message kick today, because that one is definitely a social message song. It's not, this isn't 100% fluff, because it does have this song on it, but it's just a really great song about how everybody has something in common, and why are we looking for differences when we're all human and all the same, and it's just a fabulous song. And Brandi and Maren are also in a girl group together called the High Women. So that's also worth checking out if you really like a girl at all. And Maren Morris is actually available on Freegal. So go ahead and stream her or download her for free there. And then also we've got the CDs here.
Nice.
And so Nicole, you have one final one, I think.
I just have kind of a bonus one.
Bonus.
So Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros has remastered Up From Below from 2009. I think we all remember Home from that album. You've probably heard it on the radio a million times, and you will for the next couple of weeks because this is out. But really, the pinnacle of that album was the first song, 40 Day Dream.
Okay.
It is amazing. There's this huge horn section. It's one of my favorite songs in the history of ever, and for that reason, Go check out Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. We have it here. We have it on everything we could possibly have it on.
All right. Sounds good.
Can I just put in one more plug for if there is music that you wish we had and we don't, that you can make purchase suggestions from our website, and we will consider any and all of them.
Sounds good.
Yes, we love to hear from you. We've been getting a lot of suggestions.
And Popular Materials is the department that does curate our music collection, so these are the right ladies to take suggestions from and also give suggestions to.
Absolutely.
Right. So we're going to take a quick break and fact check, because we promised to fact check at the end, and we'll be back with the answers to the burning questions that we left hanging. And now we're going to take a moment to introduce you to a digital service available through the Clinton Macomb Public Library. Freegal is the library's downloadable music and streaming program. You get to download 5 songs each week to keep forever. No need to return. You also get 3 hours of free streaming every day. Get started at cmpl.org. All right, we're back, and we have fact-checked. We have fact-checked these things. So, Amy, you took Song of the Year and Record of the Year, and?
Yes. Record of the... I don't remember which is which, but we were correct in that one of them goes to the songwriter, and Lizzo did write Truth Hurts, which is why she got the nomination. And then the other one goes to the performer of the song, which was obviously also Lizzo.
Okay, sounds good. And my assertion that Ryan Reynolds dated Alanis Morissette is...
It is true.
True.
Oh my God, look at them.
I am showing you a picture.
She looks like a child.
Right now.
Oh my gosh.
Is this not the most early 2000 thing you've ever seen?
Yes.
The most Canadian thing you've ever seen? I am not convinced that that's not Soleil Fry Moon.
Oh, yes, Soleil Moon Fry. Oh, Punky Brewster.
And Dane Cook.
This is something.
Apparently, they dated for 2 years, got engaged, did not get married.
I'm telling you.
It was not her decision.
Oh, it was
his
decision.
He backed out, and she wrote a Taylor Swiftian song about him called Torch.
Oh, I don't think I know that one.
Him backing out on their future children.
And that about wraps up our podcast for music. You learned a lot of things today. It's interesting things.
And so did we.
And so did we. We fact-checked to the end. So hopefully you've enjoyed this. Hopefully you'll come give us suggestions, check out some music, and we will see you next year in 2020.
That's amazing.
So check out some good jams for your Roaring 20s themed New Year's parties. And we'll see you then.